Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Upswing is a work of historical sociology and political analysis by Robert D. Putnam, co-authored with Shailen Romney Garrett. It examines more than a century of American life to explain why the country moved from an era of high inequality, fragmentation, and self-interest in the late 19th century toward greater social cooperation, equality, and civic engagement in the first half of the 20th century, and then drifted back toward polarization and individualism after the 1960s. Putnam organizes this pattern as the IWI curve, a framework that connects changes in politics, economics, culture, and civic life. The book is not a simple celebration of the past. It also stresses that the earlier period of communal renewal was incomplete and often exclusionary, especially for Black Americans and women. Its purpose is both explanatory and comparative to show how social change happened before, and to suggest what lessons might help rebuild trust, solidarity, and democratic capacity today. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the IWI curve as a long historical model of American change. The book's central argument is that American history over roughly 125 years can be read as a single pattern of decline, renewal, and decline again. Putnam and Garrett describe the Gilded Age as an I period, marked by individualism, inequality, and weak social trust. The early and mid-20th century formed the We period, when the country became more cooperative, more egalitarian, and more publicly minded. The post-1960s era then begins a return toward another I period. This framework matters because it shifts attention away from isolated events and toward broad social trajectories. Rather than explaining each problem separately, the authors ask whether many trends are moving together. That lets them compare politics, culture, economics, and civic behavior as parts of a larger system. The book argues that this kind of pattern is not accidental. It reflects deep changes in norms, institutions, and public expectations. The model is useful even for readers who do not accept every detail, because it offers a disciplined way to think about social decay and recovery across generations. Secondly, how reform movements transformed an individualistic society into a more civic one. A major strength of the book is its account of how the early 20th century upswing emerged from a period that looked socially and politically stuck. Putnam argues that the progressive era was not only a policy shift, but also a moral awakening. Reformers, civic leaders, and new public institutions helped push the nation toward greater responsibility and shared purpose. This included stronger labor protections, broader participation in public life, and norms that rewarded cooperation over raw self-interest. The authors present this as a cumulative process rather than a single breakthrough. The point is not that one law or one election changed everything, but that many overlapping changes altered what Americans expected from one another and from government. The book also suggests that social improvement often begins when citizens stop treating inequality and division as normal. That is one reason the authors look for patterns in public language, civic participation, and economic behavior. They are trying to show that culture and institutions reinforce each other. The upswing happened because people revised both the rules and the moral imagination of public life. Thirdly, using data, charts, and cultural evidence to connect economics, politics, and social trust, the book stands out for its method as much as for its thesis. Putnam is known for empirical social science, and here he combines statistical trends with narrative explanation across multiple domains. The authors track inequality, political comedy, civic participation, social mobility, marriage and family patterns, cultural language, and other indicators over time. They also use tools such as Google Ngram data to observe how public language and values changed across decades. This multi-source approach is important because the book is not arguing from a single measure. Instead, it suggests that a society becomes more or less cohesive when many indicators move in the same direction. That makes the decline in recent decades appear structural rather than merely partisan or temporary. The method also has limits. Heavy reliance on broad indicators can flatten local differences and make causation difficult to prove. But the book's analytical value lies in showing that economic inequality, political polarization, and civic disengagement are not separate crises. They are linked symptoms of a broader cultural and institutional shift away from we toward I. Fourthly, the book's account of exclusion, race, and gender complicates any nostalgic reading of the we era, although the book emphasizes a period of national cooperation. This is a crucial feature of the argument because it prevents the upswing from becoming simple nostalgia for the mid-20th century. Putnam and Garrett recognize that Jim Crow and systemic racism excluded many Black Americans from the benefits of civic solidarity. They also note that women gained rights and opportunities unevenly and remained far from full equality. This matters because it changes how the historical comparison should be read. The authors are not claiming that the United States once achieved perfect unity or fairness. Instead, they argue that certain forms of solidarity expanded while others remained blocked by hierarchy and discrimination. That tension weakens any easy call to return to the past. It also sharpens the book's present-day implication: a future upswing must be more inclusive than the previous one. In this sense, the book is strongest when it treats exclusion not as a side note, but as a central test of whether civic renewal is genuine. Lastly, what the book implies about rebuilding democracy. Even without offering a simple blueprint, The Upswing is ultimately a book about possibility. But it is careful not to present a step-by-step political program. Its practical value lies in diagnosis and historical memory, rather than in policy prescriptions. Putnam suggests that if the United States moved from an I era to a we era once before, then social renewal is not unrealistic. The challenge is to understand the conditions under which cooperation, trust, and responsibility became culturally powerful. Readers looking for a technocratic fix may find the book incomplete, but that is partly because its argument is larger than one reform agenda. It asks citizens and leaders to think about democracy as a culture, as well as a system. That means rebuilding civic habits, strengthening institutions, and reducing the incentives that reward selfishness and polarization. The book is therefore useful to policymakers, historians, sociologists, and general readers who want a framework for interpreting current instability. Its practical contribution is to show that social recovery is historically contingent, not impossible, and that broad shifts in norms and institutions can redirect a nation over time. In conclusion, The Upswing should be read by anyone interested in American history, democracy, inequality, political polarization, or the long-term health of civic life. It is especially valuable for readers who want more than a partisan diagnosis of present problems. Putnam and Garrett offer a framework that connects economic inequality, cultural change, political conflict, and social trust across multiple generations, making the book useful for scholars as well as informed general readers. Its main intellectual payoff is the I-We-I model, which gives a memorable but data-driven way to understand recurring patterns in American society. Its practical payoff is more modest but still important. It suggests that decline is not destiny, and that democratic renewal depends on restoring habits of cooperation, reciprocity, which makes its argument more credible and more relevant to the challenge of building a better future. If you would like to support Robert D.